Is it wise to offer a money-back guarantee? What's up, friends? What's up, side hustlers? Thanks for tuning in today. In this episode, we're going to help a photographer decide whether to offer a money-back guarantee for his services. There's a lot you could say about this topic, and the answer might be different if you're providing a service than if you're selling a product. But either way, let's talk about how to build trust with potential clients or customers while protecting your business from potential downsides. It's good to offer a money-back guarantee if that increases conversion or it generates trust and allows customers to, in fact, purchase from you. But it can also increase your risk. So we'll talk about both sides of it. We've got a listener in Toronto. He wants to do this guarantee, but of course, as noted, is worried about potential downsides, maybe somebody taking advantage of it. So let's consider whether offering a guarantee is a smart move or when it might be. And I'll also give you a specific tip that I think is really important as you're building out a new offer. If you're thinking of selling something this year, hopefully this will be helpful to you. Detailed question and my answer in a short, action-packed episode. It's coming right up.
Hi, this is Marcus from Toronto, Canada. I run a small photography business, and I've been thinking about offering a money-back guarantee on my packages. See, my idea is that it might make people feel more confident about booking, especially since my services aren't cheap. But I'm worried it could backfire if people take advantage of it, or if it puts me in a bad financial spot. Is offering a guarantee a smart move, or is it more trouble than it's worth? How can I structure it to protect myself while still building trust with clients?
Marcus, thanks for the call. Really appreciate our Canadian listeners. I always do book tour in Canada and have a wonderful community up there. Let's talk for everybody about offering a money-back guarantee. Now, no doubt it can be a powerful way to build trust with potential clients, especially in a high-value service business like photography. In fact, in a service business, it's pretty rare to have a money-back guarantee because obviously you've invested a great deal of time in providing the service. As compared to an e-commerce product, perhaps, where you're sending something out, they can always just send it back, doesn't cost you a whole lot in terms of your time. But Marcus is right to think carefully about how to structure this guarantee so it doesn't backfire. So let's break it down. The case for offering a guarantee, some obvious benefits there. It signals confidence in your work, reassures people who might otherwise hesitate. So this added layer of security for a lot of businesses could be the deciding factor. And for a lot of products that are sold online, the guarantee is featured very prominently. It's kind of like you want to sell a promise. Here are the benefits of this product, whatever it is. Here are the features of this product. Here are some answers to questions you might have. And then, you know, last but not least, here's the guarantee. Like if you're not sold already, just give it a try, you know, for 30 days, 90 days, whatever. Could be even longer. Could be an unlimited guarantee. That can really help to kind of nudge people across the finish line if they're like, I think I want to commit, but I'm not sure. So that those are the benefits. Now, of course, you know, the main risk is that someone might abuse that guarantee, which could put you in a tough financial spot. So I think what you want to think about is what is normal in this category. So for a service business like photography, you don't necessarily need to do it. Like, there's not an expectation that you're going to offer this money-back guarantee. You may want to stand out and be the only person who does it, but I also think like this is not the factor that's going to determine your photography sales compared to the sale of an online product that people receive in the mail, perhaps, or even a digital product. But if you want to do it, you want to set clear terms, like be specific about it. You know, limit the scope of it if possible, focus on clear customer communication, and just kind of structure it strategically so it's not going to harm you. I often think that the whole point of a guarantee is to provide reassurance. So if you're going to have a guarantee, you might as well make it as comprehensive as possible and as easy as possible for customers to take you up on your guarantee, as unexciting as that is. And if you're not going to do that, then just don't do it, right? Sometimes it's worse to have a highly limited guarantee than one that just isn't mentioned at all. Now, if you're still hesitant, here's something you can do. Start small. Just introduce it for a limited time or for a specific service. If you have multiple services, you know, introduce it for one offer that you make and just kind of monitor how it impacts your bookings and client satisfaction. Does it, in fact, bring you more business? Okay, that's great. But does it introduce some kind of stress level where you're wondering, oh, this person didn't have the best of times, or I thought I gave them some great photos, but they're just picky, or they don't like what I did. Is this going to actually cost me a whole day's work? Yeah, then that kind of gives you a chance to adjust before committing long term. All right, Marcus, I hope that is helpful. Listeners, I hope it's helpful to you as well. I'm excited to know what you do this year for your side hustle or small business. Keep me posted. We're going to check in with many of our listeners along the way. SideHustleSchool.com, lots of free resources, notes, pages for every episode. And you can always subscribe or follow wherever you listen. It's completely free. My name is Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.